This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Number four, the fourth thing that will save you from Jahannam. The Prophet ﷺ said, if you can guarantee me two things, I will guarantee you Jannah. What is that? What are those two things? Guarantee me your tongue and guarantee me that which is within, between your two legs, your private parts. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the cause of the fitna in this dunya. Everything in this dunya is caused by lies or spreading tales or bad marketing or bad journalism or speaking, you know, wrong information. It's just the speech, it's the information, it's the words that are coming out of people's mouths. If that was just stopped, and all the fitna that we have today, a lot of it is to do with sex and this attraction between men and women, and this haram that happens because of this. Our dress code, our lack of modesty, our behavior with each other is all because of this. They say that the testosterone levels of children in classrooms, in boys, goes up when there are girls in that same classroom. That's why they behave weird. It's true. And that's why they say that actually single girls' schools and single boys' schools actually perform better. It's true, they do. Because girls have less distraction and boys have less distraction. So brothers and sisters, this is the way Allah Azza wa Jalla has created us. It's a test. It's a test from us. It's a test from Allah Azza wa Jalla to us. So preserve that which is between your legs and preserve that which is between your tongues. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the one that will make people enter Jahannam the most. In the authentic hadith, the Prophet was asked, Ya Rasulullah, what are those things that causes people to enter Jahannam the most? He said, that which is between your tongues and that which is between your legs. An authentic hadith in Bukhari. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we don't want to be of those people who fall into Jahannam because of these two things. The tongue can be easily controlled. How can it be controlled? By first of all, not being around those people where you speak too much. Avoiding those gatherings where all it is about is chit-chat. Choosing friends based upon those who speak less. Not spending your time with those people who talk about the dunya, but talk about the akhirah. One of the great scholars of hadith, Ibn al-Awn, he said, remembrance of Allah is the cure, and remembrance of people is the disease. What is wrong with people today that we have chosen the disease for the cure? We have chosen a disease which is remembering people over the cure which is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.